Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area, I like to say. And I think it's true. We're a complete retirement planning firm. We provide everything from investment and portfolio management to income planning, tax planning, asset protection, estate planning, what I like to call the five pillars to your plan. On today's show, we're going to get into a lot of information, as much as we can. You know, one of the things I talked about, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about, is this thing that with one of our largest, typically our largest asset, and that what is the problem? The problem with large IRAs, there's five problems that we're going to address. Pretty important. Also, the Congressional Budget Office came out today, or not today, this week, I should say, $1.8 trillion deficit annual in 2024. Isn't that nice? Tax rates are at 40-year lows, and we know the debt. Now, that's a deficit, not debt. That's what's piled on top of the debt. And how does that impact your plan? We were going to get into that. End-of-year planning. Hey, mid-October, I'm going to keep pounding the table the next 4 months because we have to take action. Things that you can do. You have a deadline, December 31st. And then, of course, how much money do you need to be happy? Empower did a study, and I want to talk about that. All of these things, I think, will relate to your situation on some level. And that's our goal every week, to give you ideas that will make a difference. Look, if there's something that you want, you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We have, and I'm going to refer to it as a library of reports, whether I'm talking about taxes, Social Security, estate planning. There's information there that you can download, look at, mark up, ask questions. You know, we want to be a resource for you. Also, of course, anytime you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. So, again, any way we can help you. Now, I did want to mention, I'm going to dive right into these ideas. The first one, as I said, there's five pillars. Let's talk about one of those, which is taxes. You know, we've talked about this many times before. Look, the debt, we have to clarify, the deficit is an annual thing. The debt is where we're at. Of course, we passed $35 trillion. That doesn't even get into unfunded liabilities. The CBO, Congressional Budget Office, came out and said it looks like it's going to be another $1.8 trillion added on top of that, and they're projecting close to $2 trillion next year. I mean, this is madness. But when we talk about how could that play a huge, well, taxes, I guess, when we talk about tax rates being at 40-year lows, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act is set to expire. And when we think about retirement, well, pensions, Social Security, IRAs, 401ks, retirement plans, well, they all have one thing in common. They're taxed. And so what are we doing to try to minimize taxes? I like to call it forward tax planning. This is why I like to say we're different by design. If higher tax rates come, is that going to impact your plan? Well, more than likely, because you're going to have to give more money to the government. Let's talk about one idea here. There's so many, and that's why I say there's reports that you can download and look at. Our tax-free retirement planning report, by the way, has seven ideas. Let me talk about one right now that has to do with end-of-year planning. Because, again, I'm going to give you a couple ideas here. First, I shouldn't say of course, but it is Roth conversions. You have until December 31st to do Roth conversions. If you do not do the Roth conversion by December 31st, you have lost this year, 2024. You cannot do it in Roth contributions. That's a different thing. Those you can do up till tax filing for 2024. Roth conversions have to happen by the end of the tax year. And as I mentioned earlier, we are in these lower marginal tax brackets, at least for this year and next year. Next year is the last year, potentially, because it expires. At least that's the way it's set up right now. So let me talk briefly about Roth conversions. I have this conversation every week when people come in. We talk about it. I'll make the first comment on them. Roth conversions, it's any amount at any time at any age. If you have $1 million in an IRA and you want to convert it tomorrow, God bless. Now, I'm not suggesting that. It probably makes more sense to do it systematically over a few years and in lower tax brackets if possible, but there's a smart way to approach it. The point is, if you can get money repositioned in these lower tax brackets, you may end up being a 12 or a 22. And so when we talk about large IRAs being a problem and you don't do anything, sometimes these are called tax time bombs. Large IRAs, well, what's the problem? Large required minimum distributions. You'll get to a point where you have minimum distributions where every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is in the future. The other issue is down to your estate planning gets trickier because every penny, again, you're either going to pay the tax during your lifetime or your children are going to pay the tax, which means You know, they could be in their highest tax earning years, and they may have to turn around and give 30% of it back to the government, 35, who knows, even maybe 40. I don't know. Right now, you know, the highest tax bracket is 37%, set to go up, plus your state income tax, depending on what state they live in. And so these are things we need to be putting, I think, in our plan, because ultimately, what is that going to do for us? I've said it before. Once the money gets in the Roth, it's the taking it, as Ed Slotz used the term, taking it from forever tax to never tax. Yes, you will pay the tax on that conversion. Okay, but now that money is in an account that will go tax-free the rest of your life. There are no required minimum distributions. It does not tax your Social Security. It does not is not included in your Medicare premium. We won't even get into net investment income tax. And it goes to your children and your spouse tax-free. Maybe we should consider that. So these are things that I said you have until the end of the year. 2024 and 2025 right now are the 2 years we know are part of this Tax Cut and Jobs Act. The 24% marginal tax bracket goes all the way up to $383,000 for joint filers. Okay, the 12% tax bracket goes up to $95,000. What if you could move money at 12% today to never pay the tax on it again for the rest of your life? I think that's pretty powerful. So we really want to give some thought to Roth conversions. Let me give you one other idea, and we can get back to this. Because there's many more ideas. We actually have an end-of-year planning report in our library. You go to alphawealthgroup.com. You can download it. I had this conversation this week in a meeting, and I had probably had this conversation multiple times, but I know I had it this week for sure. An individual saying he's going to retire at the end of the year. Great. Super. I mean, that's terrific. God bless. He did a great job, by the way. And I said, well, you know, before you do, you know, we talked about his 401k plan, and he was maxing it out. And I said, you know, have you, but could you put more money into it? These are two things. You can even ask about after-tax contributions to your 401k, which I mentioned he might want to take a look at. Number two, you call your 401k provider. Again, here's a deadline, December 31st, end of year. If you do not max out your 401k by the end of the year, or try the after-tax, you've lost a year. 2025, if it's January 1st of 2025, we are starting over. And so this is why, again, I'm being a little animated about it, because you call your 401k provider next week. Well, yeah, I guess it would be next week, Monday or Tuesday. You say, what have I put in? Number one, you may be surprised, and it's time to understand our 401ks, which, oh, by the way, is another report on our website, understanding your 401k. But you know, you may be surprised. They may say, well, you've only put $10,000 in so far. Guess what? That means if you're 50 or over, you can put another $20,500 in. Why don't you accelerate your benefits? You can. You can say, double my contributions for the rest of the year. In fact, put it in a Roth. So now it's all tax-free. This gets exciting. And I would submit, when you start doing these things, it becomes infectious. You start taking control. You get engaged. So if you want some of this information, well, let me make an offer here. As I said, there's a lot of it available on our website. You can even, if you want to schedule a time to chat about your situation specifically, you can get on my calendar through our website. But here's the thing, and I always say, do you have a plan to reduce your taxes? So let me make another offer. How about paying for healthcare, withdrawing, the distribution strategies when you retire? But we want to make sure we have all these things in place. So let me make this offer. For those of you that are serious, you want to get a comprehensive plan in place. You know, there's nothing wrong with having another person looking over your shoulder and giving you some ideas. That's what we do. You should absolutely give us a call right now. So that's my offer. You want to sit down? There's no cost or obligation. Bring in all your stuff. You know, bring in your tax returns. I love doing that because we look at where your marginal tax bracket is. We start to create a plan to put you in a better place. Let's not procrastinate. If you want to schedule a time, of course, we'll focus on creating an income tax plan or a tax planning strategy to minimize taxes. But we'll also talk about creating income. We'll look at all of it because we have to. We always do. We'll test your plan. This is called a complete retirement plan. We'll look at reducing taxes, protecting assets, all of that. Give us a call if you want to take advantage of that. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711 to schedule your complimentary, and I would say complete, retirement plan. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Coming up, we have a lot more to get into. What's going on in the market? How much money do you need to be happy in retirement? We're going to talk about that, too. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We are a complete retirement planning firm. You know, we're covering a lot of ground as we try to. And I say this is our goal, and it is. It's to provide actionable items, ideas, You know, if you come away with one or two ideas from today's show, or you access the information on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, that's alphawealthgroup.com, set a time to even talk to me. You come away with some good ideas. You know, those are things that I say this in all sincerity, will make a difference, I believe, in your retirement plan for you and your family, or your overall plan, I should say. Again, if you want to give us a call for any of the information, or you want to sit down and you want some help right now, really informal, you know, but we go through some stuff. You'll walk out of here with ideas. You'll walk out of here with a plan. And there's probably things you're unaware of that are kind of hidden in your plan. I'm going to get to that in a second, but you can give us a call. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can go to our website, as I said, alphawealthgroup.com. You know, this was interesting. I saw this. Getting back to things that are hidden in our plan and things that are maybe, as I sometimes say, asleep. This will make you think the next time you sit down in a theater to watch a movie. I read this to my wife, and I was hesitant because I don't know if you're this way or, you know, where... I don't know what you want to call it. Germophobes don't like, there's a funny Seinfeld episode on that, but a new study found that the average seat in a movie theater, and they've been getting beaten up. I shouldn't even read this, but it has more than 1800 colonies of bacteria. That's 14 times more than the average toilet seat. Boy, this, I don't know if this is good for Sunday morning, or the weekend, I should say, but the cup holders were even worse. So it's worse, but yet it's worse. Harboring almost 2,400 colonies of bacteria. The kind of bacteria that can, you know, that that we kind of want to try to avoid. But what is this infesting in your plan? You know, Ed Slott, as I referenced before, he does a lot. He's a CPA. He does a lot on the tax plan and stuff. He said, your retirement plans are infested with taxes. I think I used that term last week too, but it is true. You know, these are why sometimes they call them tax time bombs. I got into a few ideas in the first segment on, you know, things that you can do prior to the end of the year. We need to take action. The longer you procrastinate, the worse it's going to get. You have until December 31st to max out your 401k. In fact, to use the Roth, maybe start to do more into the Roth. You can accelerate your contributions between now and the end of the year. Double them up. You can tell them to keep your whole paycheck if you want. You can go up to $30,500 if you're 50 or over. Are you taking advantage of that? You can do Roth conversions. You have until the end of the year to do them for 2024. HSAs, which are health savings account, which, by the way, are tax deductible in the contributions, and they're tax-free when they come out. That's another tax-free idea. You have until the end of the year to set those up. Now, you can fund them through April. How many of us are doing these things? How many of you are getting this advice, by the way? You know, again, I'm an investment advisor rep. I'm also insurance licensed. I've been doing this for many years. But this is how I deal with these things. This is how I want you to be informed and give you the facts so you can make those decisions. So, again, we offer that information. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, download all. There's so much there, I think. We always try to add more and more information. But if you even want to schedule a time with us, you can do that, too. You can do that off our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Let me pivot into something else here. Again, I wish it's I always struggle a bit because I can't get into all the things. As I said, there's at least seven ideas on tax-free strategies, and I just can't talk about all those today because I want to get onto some other topics. When we talk about what's going on in this market, or we talk about what is your income plan, I did start this discussion with there was a study done by Empower, and it said, how much do you need to be happy? There was a new survey. It found that baby boomers feel they need about $124,000 a year. Now, your number may be different, and there's some points here to be made. Millennials, what do you think they thought their number should be? So, baby boomers said $124,000 a year. Okay, that's a pretty nice number. Millennials, they think they need $500,000 a year. No surprise. No, I'm just kidding. But you know, it really what it comes down to when I sit down with someone and we test someone's plan, and it's so important to really establish a goal. And we talk about how do we replace those paychecks. So when you retire and the wages go away, you know, expenses don't. And so whether it's your housing expenses, now you may still have a mortgage. You certainly have property tax. We know that works in the state of Illinois. And if you don't have a mortgage, you're always going to have the property tax for the pleasure of living in your own home. You know, you have health care, which is a whole nother discussion that we can have. Certainly if you retire prior to 65, You have food, clothing, shelter, and hopefully the fun stuff. And that's why we focus, we talk about income planning, which really work hand in glove with the taxes, which I'll discuss how we talk about those working together, which I just said, you know, with Roth, it's 100% tax-free. When you pull the money out, it will never go on your 1040. It doesn't tax your Social Security. Think about it, those are two income pieces. So, but when we get back to this income, how many of us know how we're going to replace those paychecks? And so this is pretty important stuff. You know, in fact, this was a 23% of, this was in 2021, this was from the Center for Retirement Research, 23% changed their withdrawal since 2021 due to inflation. I mean, this is unfortunate. So let's talk a little bit about replacing that paycheck and what you can do. Now, certainly Social Security is the most common. I mean, I think there's over 50 million people on Social Security right now. It's the most common. And we do a whole Social Security analysis. You know, Forbes estimated that 96% of those making a claiming strategy leave $111,000 on the table. Keep in mind. And by the way, this month, Social Security, I don't think it's come out yet, it's going to give a cost of inflation rider. They're estimating 2.5%. So you will see an increase in your paycheck. We talk about a paycheck. Social Security is like a paycheck. You will see an increase in your paycheck in January of, let's say, you know, if it's $2,000, you might get $50 extra a month. Okay. It's something. And again, the higher your, but it's going to be a little bit of an increase on your pay. Past years have been even higher. But keep in mind, there's a delayed retirement credit, too, of 8%. So the longer you defer your Social Security, and I've talked about this before, you know, if it's, it could be $32,000 at age 65, it could be $44,000 at age 70. Big difference, right? $12,000 more for the rest of your life. So these claiming strategies are critical. We do a Social Security analysis as part. When I talked about coming in and testing your plan, there's a portfolio analysis. We certainly test against your income goals and give you what your success rate is going to be. We also do a portfolio analysis, tax planning strategies. That's all part of it. And, of course, the asset protection and estate planning. It's about being complete. I keep coming back to that, but that's true. All of these things relate. But so in your claiming strategies, be careful. I had a meeting just the other day, and they're both the same age. And I said, well, maybe one of you turns it on. And, you know, it depends. There's no perfect answer. But deferring one of them can be pretty critical because that larger benefit. So let's say you're both at $32,000. One of you decides to take it, and the other one defers, and now it's $44,000. You're going to have $74,000 of income coming in, right? I mean, that's the numbers. We're going to get into some other ideas here, but the larger one stays for both your lives. So, you know, understanding these claiming strategies of how is this going to impact me down the road, right? I've talked about the studies. One spouse, this was from a nationwide white paper, one spouse in roughly half of 50% of couples outlives another by 10 years. So what are we doing again in our plan? And these claiming strategies, see how all of this stuff relates? We could go off. That's why it's tough on a lot of tangents here. But let me do this again. This information is available on our website. You can schedule times on our website, alphawealthgroup.com. We actually have a Social Security decision report. There you go. But for those of you that want to take a look at your income plan, I have some other ideas I want to get into. You want to schedule a time? We'll do a income planning quote. We'll do a income analysis. We'll design one to help what I say replace your paychecks. How can you do that? Well, we're going to talk to you about different strategies to create income you can't outlive. I'm going to get into more of those when we get into it. But income that lasts a lifetime, income that's protected to the spouse, for those of you that are married. If you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to schedule a time. It will be a complete retirement plan analysis, the Social Security analysis. We'll also talk to you about designing an income plan. Income you can't outlive, income that's sustainable, guaranteed, and as we said, lifetime. Give us a call or go to our website, alphawealth.com. Coming up, I have a few more ideas. I do want to talk about the market and many more things, so stick around. You'll listen to Tom Fortino here and the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We've covered a number of things today, and we have more to talk about, of course. If you want to get a hold of us, you can give us a call. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. If there's something specific you want or we can help you out, I always say we can customize things for you. So please let us know what it is that is your concern. I mean, again, we look at everything, the whole plan. But if there's something specific, because I know everybody's situation is unique, or if you want to go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, you can download information from our library. You can sign. I should have said you can sign up for our newsletter or schedule a time to come to one of our classes. Or if you want to schedule a time to meet with me personally, or even chat 15 minutes on the phone or to half hour, whatever it is. But we'll give you the information as I said, ideas that can be specific to you that can make a difference in your plan that you'll be happy that you took the step again to address some of these things. I talked about. You know, your retirement accounts being infested with taxes, but also, you know, understanding moves that you can make. If you do a Roth conversion before the end of the year, if you max out your 401k and do Roth 401ks, will that make a difference? It sure will. It's tax-free the rest of your life, right? No RMDs, doesn't tax your Social Security, not including your Medicare premium, goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Pay on the seed, not in the harvest. What are you doing? So that's just was one aspect of it. I could get into a whole, in fact, I may do a, maybe I'll just have an upcoming show on taxes because we can get into a lot of these different ideas, but the information is available to you. I got it. It also segued, whatever you want to call it. We started talking about income planning. As I said, if you're doing these things to get to tax free, what does that mean? It means you keep more income in your pocket. If you have to pull out $30,000 from a Roth, it's, you just have to, or net $30,000, you pull out 30. If tax rates go up in the future, what do you need to pull out? 30. Now, that's not true on an IRA, right? You have to pull out 40 to net 30 in a 25% tax bracket, give 10,000 to the government. If tax rates go up, do you have to pull out more? You sure do. Could it tax more your Social Security? Absolutely. Now more your Social Security. You see how this comes becomes very vicious. So that's when we talk about income. I mentioned briefly the Social Security decision. Again, I could do a whole show on claiming strategies. Things to understand about the Social Security decision. Claiming strategies are important because it's irrevocable, but how do we replace that paycheck? Social Security is different than a pile of assets, which means what I mean by that, it comes in regardless of the market. It comes in regardless of what you have in investments. It comes in regardless of your age. What's another idea there as far as creating income? Again, we're talking about replacing the paychecks. And I don't know what you know, the first step, of course, is figure out what you need, right? What do you need? The employee benefit research said that roughly half of the people that retire simply guess. That's not good. And so that's why we have budget worksheets we can get to you. If you go through them, you may be surprised. There's another idea, and someone came in recently and asked me. They had actually heard it, I think, on this channel. Someone had promoted them or talked about them. And she came in, and we said, what is it you wanted to cover? I want to make sure I deliver today on anything you have questions on. And she said, well, I heard about this thing that is you can invest in for retirement that gives you guaranteed income. It provides principal protection. It lasts your lifetime. It helps, you know. And I said, okay. She's, what is that? You know, again, it was someone had talked about it. So let me explain what that is. Okay. Let's demystify this because a lot of times you hear things and there's this talk and these, you know, superlatives, whatever you want to call them, these references to things, it does this, it does that, it does, and you really don't know what it is. Well, this is what we're talking about is an annuity, simply put. So these are things that you can use in your retirement. I've talked about them before. I had someone again in this week. She asked about it, and then I had someone else that came in and asked about it, and I ran some, and I said, here's how they work. That's what you're going to get from me. I'm going to show you how these things work and if they make sense for you. Are they better than investments? No. Are they worse? No. What do they do? What's different? Well, here's the difference. They do provide a guaranteed income stream. And what's interesting is people hear different opinions of them. That's a little disheartening to me because just tell the truth. Say how they work. This is how they work. Okay? In fact, there was a study, and this is why. This was from BlackRock's head of retirement group. And they said a survey found 89% of those with 401ks desire a pension-like paycheck. 401ks are a defined contribution, not a defined benefit. They're not a pension. If you have a $500,000 in your 401k and you pull out, you know, $44,000 a year when you retire, will it last the rest of your life? I don't know. Okay? But with annuities, it can. I gave the example. And again, I ran this for someone here in the office. I said, you want me to show you how they work? Yeah, sure. So I pulled it up. I said, you know, and he had significant monies in retirement accounts as well as savings. And again, great place to be. And I just said, okay, here's how it works. If you took $500,000, you put it in, you can invest, you can use IRA money, Roth IRA money, or after-tax money, whatever. any kind of these taxable account, or any type of accounts, and you can invest them in the annuity. Okay. And so what happened was I showed him after 5 years, two people age 60, the benefit guaranteed lifetime joint, by the way, doesn't go away like one of the Social Securities goes away. They would receive $43,933 a year at 65 for the rest of both of their lives. So if a spouse passed away, that $43,933 would continue for the rest of the second spouse's life, along with the higher Social Security. It shows if they waited two more years, it would go up to $52,000. So let's say they decided, okay, we're going to wait till we're 67. Now it's $52,000. We'll turn on both our Social Securities between the two of us. That's another $70,000. We're at $120,000 of income. Those are replacing paychecks. It's not, you could still have another $1 million in your retirement accounts or investments. That is separate from that. So I just want you to understand. And I showed him the illustration. I said, look, you know, if you take money out, $43,000 for 10 years, $433,000, $430,000, whatever it is, and there's still money left in the pot, and there's still the money in the account, it goes to your children and grandchildren if you pass away, or you can take it. There's a walk-away value. There's an account value. So this is how they work. Again, I'm just giving you some ideas. Does it make sense for your plan? Maybe. I mean, again, you talk about them, and people say, oh, I don't know if I like that. I've heard these things about them. And then when you say, well, if you could get a guaranteed income, and you could turn some of your investments into a guaranteed income stream for both you, your life, and if you're married, your spouse's life, would you do it? They say, well, it sounds like a pretty good idea. Again, I just want you to be honest about how these work. And so if you have an income plan, you replace all the paychecks. Imagine if you could be a place where you have all this income coming in. Again, it's almost like creating your own private pension. And then you have the money. So if you want to pull money out of the market's down, does that reduce the stress level? Probably. And if you need money to do something, is that make it easier to pull $20,000 or $30,000 out of your investments to go take a nice trip around the world or, you know, help your grandchildren and children out? Sure. So these are just ideas. And so if you want to learn more about them, I'm happy to get the information out to you. In fact, it's on our website, The Truth About Annuities. And explains how these work. If it's specific to you, as I said, I can run information for you. It doesn't hurt to learn how these work as part of your plan. I'm an investment advisor. We do portfolio management. You know, I think we have some great portfolios, dividend portfolios, growth stock portfolios. We do that too, but this is also can be part of your plan. I'm not pro or con in these things, but this is why I want you to get the information and understand. So when you hear someone talking about it, you know what they're talking about, or you've knowledge is powerful. So that's why I say getting engaged, understanding your options can make a big difference. Now, as I said, if you want to take the next step and you really want to look at your overall plan, create income you can't outlive, I know it's going to come in the rest of your life, as I said, for you and your spouse, and also protect the assets, minimize taxes. Do you have that? It's all about creating a plan. Right. When everything's going well, the market's up, you're happy, healthy. Hey, that's great. But we don't know how long this market's going to stay up. We don't know, where tax rates are going to be. We don't know what our longevity is. But what if you could protect for all of those things? So that's why we talk about creating a customized financial game plan. It's specific for you. It'll be fun. It'll be enjoyable. You're going to walk out of here with a plan. I'm going to say it again, throw everything in a box. We're not going to charge you a dime. It's called the Retirement Roadmap. We'll see. This is an opportunity for you to see what's possible to do with your money. Give us a call if you want to take advantage of that. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. We can go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, and schedule a time right there. My calendar will be there. So that's an opportunity as well. Coming up, I do want to get into a little bit about what's going on in the market, the Fed, the interest rates, and how they affect your portfolio and your overall retirement plan. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, and the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We're a complete retirement planning firm. I like to say we're different by design. You know, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management, active money management. But we do all these other things, as I said. I've been doing this way all these years. I've been doing it a long time. Estate planning, income planning, tax planning. And if you've listened today, you've heard me talk about a number of these topics because it all relates. That's kind of the rub, or whatever you want to refer to, we kind of miss. It's not about growing a pile of money. It's not about buying a product. It's not about getting to a number. I mentioned these things that are asleep. We may not think of it, but when something happens, if a spouse passes away, well, Social Security is reduced. I'm sorry, one of them goes away. A pension could be reduced. You could be in a higher tax bracket. The income goes away if you're working. That's a problem that maybe have we addressed in our plan. Do we have the right documents in place? That's estate planning to control assets. That's another piece of those five pillars. How do we create income we can't outlive? I've talked about Social Security, annuities, and pensions, and these things. Those are incomes that come in during a lifetime. Do we have something to replace the paychecks? And then, of course, what are we doing to minimize taxes? When marginal tax rates are at 40-year lows and debt's at all-time highs and it's getting higher, $1.8 trillion is added this year, according to the CBO. It's insanity. So how do we deal with this stuff? So I'm just talking about. Now let's talk about one more thing. You know, the Fed cut rates and so on. A few weeks back, they're talking about the next time rates will come up is going to be after the election. So nothing's going to happen prior to the election. Next Fed meeting or potential Fed rate cut is coming up. But, you know, when we talk about our investments, how does this impact our investments? You know, the 10-year Treasury went up. So how can that be? We talk about the bond market versus what we're talking about with the Fed. Keep in mind, the bond market is a market, right? It's the buyers and the sellers. That's it. If there's more buyers than sellers. So when you see interest rates tick up, that means your bonds are going down in value. And that's what's happened. I know they keep saying rates are going to go down, rates are going to go down. Well, the mortgage rate is tied to the 10-year. This is a whole credit market and debt market, right? That's how it works. And most of us will have bonds. There's very few people out there, especially if you're in retirement, that don't have bonds in their portfolio. So we need to understand it is a market. Bonds have done pretty badly, poorly, I should say, over the past number of years. I think the BND, which is an ETF, if you can look at the Vanguard Bond Index, you can look at the aggregate AGG, Ben. You know, they may be negative over the last 5 years. Now, things have changed. I'm not saying you don't own bonds, but what are some things you can do? I've mentioned, think about your investment plan, right? You know, I talked about target date funds last week. 43%, this was according to Barron's, 43% of the 401ks have target date funds in them. And I explained how target date funds have underperformed dramatically over 2% less than the S&P. I mean, index. It could be a Vanguard Balance Fund. They've underperformed dramatically. Do you realize how impactful that can be over? So we need to know what we own. I've said it before. Most people come in here with a stack of investments. I've quoted Capitalize before, who's done the study. There's over 30 million job changers who've left their investments or their plans at an old 401k. Do you think they're being monitored? Do you think it's being coordinated? Probably not. And so this is why this stuff is so important. I've talked about combining IRAs. You don't need three IRAs. You can have one. If you have an old 401k, that can go into your IRA. So we understand the portability of these. Getting organized, financial organization, one of the biggest obstacles. I'm going to stop there because I want to talk about more about the market. But please get organized. When we talk about some options for you, you know, on your investments, let me just talk about a couple things again, certainly on the fixed side. You know, I personally, this is me, I still have some bond exposure for my clients, but I also use some other ideas because I don't know where, no one knows, you know, where interest rates are going in the future and how the bond market's going to react. Because if people feel that, you know, the 10-year or the 20-year or whatever, the government debt is just getting out of hand, maybe people are going to demand more interest. That's, again, it's a market. Okay, so there's things that you can look at. I'll just mention some ideas, and these are things I use for my clients. But there's a thing, it's referred to as structured notes. You may have heard of these, and I can't get into you. You should do your own due diligence. I can get you information on them. But some of these can yield 9%, 10%. Okay, it just depends. Monthly they come out. They're issued by the large banks, maybe Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan. And it's a way to get a higher yield. Look, the 10-year's at 4, and it was at 3.6 at one point in time. What if you get 2 or 3 times that, or at least double that yield? Now, there's some risk, and you need to understand them, but I'm just talking about how would that work in your portfolio if you could get a much higher yield on some of that part of your portfolio. You still have the growth piece, but this is why we're talking about being smart about what you own. But that's something to take a look at. These are things that I use. Now, on your end, you could look at high yield bonds. Again, I'm just saying, take a look at these. Talk to your advisor. HYG. These ETFs, exchange traded funds, really are terrific, I think, for your portfolio. You can buy gold, GLD. You can buy biotech if you just want to own one sector. That's a subsector of healthcare. ETFs, exchange traded funds. Start to take a look at these. They're traded like stocks. They're tax efficient. I'll give you another one, DBL. That's a double line. paying 9.2%. Again, do your homework. But would that make sense in your fixed side of income, getting a higher yield? By the way, and that's Jeff Gundlach. He runs Double Line. The guy's kind of replaced Bill Gross as the bond guru, but he's a really interesting guy. He's pretty brilliant. But he has a fund, DBL, okay? 9.26 yield. Again, you want to understand the risk there too. But they can also be part of your income plan. Dividend paying stocks. We have a dividend portfolio, all right? You know, if you can get 3-4% on dividends, could that be part of your plan? Plus, you see how this starts to, you have a smart strategy and you feel good about it, and you know what's going on. You understand it. That's key. So I'm just giving you some ideas on this. And as I said, we have the 5-step method to creating a portfolio. Again, that's a report we offer. But more than that, I would just say for those of you, and I've said, look, you that's fine if you have old 401ks and things all over the place. But I'll make that offer too. If you want to do what I call a portfolio X-ray, these target date funds I mentioned, you know, on the growth side, sometimes 30-40% of your growth is in international. You aware of that? If you look at the Vanguard International Index, over the last 5 years, it's done about 25-26%. The S&P's done 90. Where's your money? And how can this impact your retirement? So if you want to do a portfolio X-ray, and we'll look at all the other stuff, okay, I just say, you know, anything you want to look from an income to taxes. But bring in your statements. It's very easy. We'll do the analysis for you. You'll know what you own. You know what your allocation is. You'll know what your risk is. We'll measure all of that. We'll take a look at that. It's a look under the hood. It's objective. It's an honest, objective evaluation. It's not anyone's opinion. But then you can start to make decisions, know what you own, make the steps to put a plan in place you're confident with. Imagine if all these things could start working together. So give us a call for that portfolio X-ray, 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711, or go to our website, as I said, alphawealthgroup.com, to schedule a time, alphawealthgroup.com, or if you have questions, any way we can help you. As always, everyone, have a blessed week. I hope it's been good for you this week. We'll be back next week at the same time. Everyone, have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other government agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange and secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit ratings or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the security.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.